Sorry I'm late.
It's okay.
Do you want a seat?
No, it's fine. I'm sitting down.
Yeah, I've been flying down with this video.
I think we want Steve's.
Thanks, Nolan, and thank you to Vincent Gross for including Poughkeepsie as part of the tour. Issues they bring to our attention are, of course, national ones, but they have residents here in the Hudson Valley. Maurice already talked about Interstate 84, the Newburgh Beacon Bridge as being a point where this waste would have to cross the Hudson, which is what Clearwater is really focused on. It's important to realize, though, that there are also nuclear power plants at work, if you can call it that, on the river right now. We've been after them to close for a long time, and as long as they're operating, they're generating more nuclear waste. We're concerned that under the new framework for deregulating utilities, that there will be subsidies that we as taxpayers will have to pay to keep these plants in operation, producing more nuclear waste that will then have to be shipped somewhere in the future. There's a lot of cry that the free market should take care of things these days, and the utility industry is being deregulated so that the free market can come to bear and lower prices. In order for nuclear power to succeed in that regard, it's going to have to, it really can't, without a lot of subsidies from government and from us, and we'd like to see that end, not only to prevent these unsafe plants from operating and to end the radioactive contamination of the Hudson River and the air near the plants, but also to reduce the load of fuel, spent fuel, radioactive waste that will then have to be shipped to native land. Another issue that's been on Clearwater's agenda for many years is PCBs. Here in the Hudson, too, PCBs are an issue. Different corporation, but the problem is the same, contamination of the resources here in the valley. And although they don't impact natives so much here, they impact also low-income folks. If you travel along the Hudson River, especially down towards the city, you're going to see people fishing for white perch, striped bass, eels. There's a lot of them out there. The Hudson looks clean. Fish tastes great, but of course those fish are contaminated with PCBs. And New York State recommends, the state itself recommends, that women of childbearing age and children not eat fish from the Hudson River because of PCB contamination. And typically the folks who are least informed about these advisories, these recommendations, are our most recent, not the natives, but most recent immigrants, perhaps, who may not speak English, who don't need to get a license to fish in the Hudson, but are out there trying to make ends meet, trying to put a little food on the table by catching those fish that are in the Hudson and being contaminated by the PCBs. Again, the legacy of corporate America left behind, and a corporation in this case really is trying to do all it can to live up to its responsibility for cleaning those PCBs out of the river. So locally these are issues. We certainly thank the Indigo Girls and the Honor Viewer Tour for bringing the national limelight on these issues as well.